Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
And she's no longer bleeding.
3 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Both of her team stopped bleeding. And so...
You're not bleeding anymore.
I'm just
17.
I'm just unconscious. I'm not dead.
Right. So I take it negotiations is out of the question.
129. Oh, we'll negotiate with you afterwards.
There won't be an afterwards.
Wait, what?
You're crazy even in that dimension.
No, yes, I agree.
No, she's just very foamy.
Must calm down. Sorry about that.
Alright, so Jessica, you run up, punch yourself, and said, hold on, I need to go heal people. You're like, okay, fine. Alright.
Well, it's not like I had any other actions.
Alright. Evil Steven.
Who does he want to beat? Come on, Austin, would you hit somebody that looks this good?
I would.
Let's see, you guys go on 10, so he'll hold.
Actually, we go on 7. No, it is a 10, that's right.
Yes. Alright, next is 19. You actually already went this turn, so I'll put
actually, that was my held action.
Oh, that's true.
From last turn.
From last turn.
So you're 19. What do you want to do? You ran up and healed people. Do you want to beat yourself for it?
I say we should do. What do you think my sword glowing for? What do you think my abilities are for?
But I'm not a combat person anymore, sadly.
Provide flank bonuses.
I'm not combat either.
More combat than I am. With your sneak attack, yes!
I don't get it, this group.
Okay. Call Gang Rape the Cleric, you will!
Yes.
I'll just play healer. I'll play healer.
Okay. Are you channeling as well?
14.
Alright, so who are you selecting to not receive it?
Steven. Evil Dick! Evil Dick! Do not select the evil... And by evil, I mean them.
He has taken damage, so... You can exclude
no,
him.
He's fully healed now.
Yeah, he's
oh,
fully,
is he fully healed?
Yes, because you didn't actually get to hit him.
No, I hit
has
him before.
Has the evil Tana taken
yes.
Before
yes.
He went large?
No. I know. He's now down to 38.
Well, I'm just healing my people.
Alright, yes, so you will exclude that one, that one, that one. That means you and evil Amanda.
I can only exclude three?
Yeah, it's your wisdom modifier.
I hate this already. Okay, fine.
Okay. So 14 to Alec. Alec has...
not taken damage.
Fine. Evil Amanda.
Basically, the question is, how much does that heal Ryan?
14. That will put him conscious. Barely. Because of the extra badass toughness stuff. However, he will fall back down in a few rounds.
Uh-huh. It's your charisma modifier, people, you get to choose not to heal.
One.
It's worse.
It's a 30-foot burst. So all you have to do is not select Dick. The rest of them are not necessarily damaged.
Okay. 24. Okay.
You do realize I was healing, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That number went down. It was a 38.
Update, I have a ring of invisibility.
Oh, good. You may need that soon.
Okay, so you guys heal. Did you write it down?
We haven't damaged.
I haven't taken any damage yet.
They all focused
on
Ryan.
What was the point of me healing then?
Getting Ryan conscious?
That's freaking too hot. Yoink.
That's all 19.
Hey, that's not fair.
By the way, did I hit someone? I did stab someone, right?
Yeah, you stabbed her.
Who was it?
Me.
I did?
Yes. Wait. Were you or?
Me.
You?
Me!
Yes, you stabbed her.
Do you have any buffs?
She had haste.
It's gone.
Wait.
Bullstring?
There's a 26 to spell it.
Yeah.
She no longer has haste.
Okay. Alright, alright, now I will go ahead and...
My turn. Okay. Alright, I'm ready. That's going to need it really bad here in a moment.
Alright, so...
I already went! That was my turn!
You go before the next turn, don't worry.
Alright, so what's your AC? And what's your bonus?
24.
Just tell me on the dice what I need to roll to hit you with a flank.
19, you need a 5. Then a 10.
Then a 15.
Then a 15.
Ah, not quite.
Then on the offhand...
I only get two of these, right?
Yes. You need a 6.
Yes.
And... wait a minute, that's not right.
Both were really high numbers anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, plus 11 to the second one. Yeah.
So here's 4 hits on you.
Same thing as last time. Plus 44. 44.
And then...
plus prayer, so 48, actually.
And then his haste.
Natural 1.
Oh, come on, Andre. You always complain about us rerolling.
I'm just doing what you guys would do.
This guy just burned 2 of his bennies.
That's fine. So that's 5 hits. So plus 44 plus what?
By the way, wait, that last conscious. One
hit? Hmm? Yeah. Yeah. I rolled a 16 plus primary.
Yeah. Barely. But, so 44...
but in like 4 rounds, you lose
plus
your temporary
10,
points.
So
and
that's
you might go 54... back
and that's how many dice?
That's okay.
Hold on. 54 plus temporary prayer, so 59...
Yeah. Nice.
That is 3d8.
Gotcha.
No, sorry. Did you hit both offhand as well?
Does that
5d8?
Does that resuscitate?
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it can.
2d6.
Oh. Luckily, the temporary goes first. Though.
2d6 and a d10.
I do a lot of damage.
Plus
59.
59, yes. 60, 70, 80, 91, 92.
That hurt.
Ricardo will now go ahead and take his turn in shanking the hell out of you.
Okay, I don't think you can put me down.
All right, Ricardo.
Sneak attack. I have 22 temporary hit points.
Ah.
which are gone now, actually.
13.
Nope. 5 rounds. Well, 4
8.
Rounds. Temporary hit points go first.
11, 6.
True.
And then hasted, which is 13.
Okay, so I got 3 hits. You, it's not King, is it?
Well, wit is 15 to 20.
Oh!
That's 2 wits.
And, the short sword's 19 to 20.
Oh, that didn't get me 19.
Okay,
so one crit, one hit, yeah, 2 hits. Alright, so let's see, your sneak attack is what? 46?
46.
Wit is, I need to draw a piercing card on you.
His damage is 2d6 plus 5.
Okay, so 2d6. So it critical, it doesn't matter. Then another d6. There we go. So, plus 5, 10. What's your offhand?
What do you mean?
damage.
Oh, 2d6 plus 4.
2d6.
Unless you crit, and then it's plus a d10.
Okay.
So 14.
Plus 14. All right. That's important.
What is that?
Bleed.
Okay.
All right. So here's 10. That's not in here. 20. 30. 6 of it being bleed.
36. You still up? Oh, yeah. Good.
So plus one,
you can handle yourself, right? I can put him down. Okay, I'm going to go after the cleric.
All right, so that was 19. Then Evil Amanda on 19. 19? No. No, that wasn't Evil Amanda. Wait, Evil Amanda's 17?
Yeah, it's 17.
Oh, all right, whatever. She already went.
Evil Ryan goes on 19.
Yeah. All right, so Evil Steven went 10s.
Okay. Do you mind if I go first, or do you want to take yourself down? I'm going to take myself down. Okay. 28, crit. Yeah, and I'm going to use my off hands on Ryan.
Okay.
No, no rend. Suck.
Eh. I'll do. What's your AC, Ryan?
24.
24, so that's 21 plus 2, so I don't hit. Don't hit. Push the crit.
This is slashing?
Yes.
Pain and simple, double damage and 2d6 non-lethal damage.
2d6 non-lethal?
So an additional 2d6 damage.
It's double damage as well.
So double damage and 2d6.
The 18 will put you down.
Okay. Then, I will free 5 and cast Cure Moderate. +8
You need one more hit point before temporary.
Okay.
Or no, temporary goes first.
Yeah.
Okay. I keep forgetting about that.
Which means after people are damaged, you can use it again if you can use them all the time for the day.
Oh, I can use it.
I will do 2 vital strikes at the cleric.
Cool. Okay.
One with my hasty, one without.
It's like a pool.
You don't have your sneak attack.
I know. Your AC is 22, Jessica?
Yes.
What's it called?
So, anything but natural ones.
Okay, it's based on the bard song normally.
Yes.
So there will be a limiter, probably your class limit.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Otherwise,
so 11.
You could be like, okay, do this round, and then next round you're like,
people
get damage, do it again, you know, 22 more.
Oh, no, you can't stack them.
Okay, so you're just rolling 7 twice.
But
okay.
You can use it a lot.
Okay.
I'm only rolling my 7d6 twice.
I didn't get to use my new special ability.
Which one's that?
Show off.
Oh, like dazzle people.
Yep.
Cool.
21,
27,
plus 37, 38. And my first swing.
It's okay.
I didn't expect myself to do 100.
And you know what? This will be a powerful swing. I add 2 to this.
Yeah.
Okay. He crit on you 2 times.
You'll need it.
I keep my dex one flat-footed, don't I? Is that one Kenny Dog?
Yes.
18,
22, 32, or 34 more points of damage.
So she's up to 72.
Oh, flat-footed?
Yeah. What unkenny, I basically roll it.
For flat-footed with Uncanny Dog? Yeah, if you have Uncanny Dog, basically.
Tyler!
Help me out here!
Who are you attacking?
The cleric. Tumble and sneak. Tumble and sneak attack.
I will,
I'm hoping our cleric can keep me up for a little bit.
No, I don't want to do that. I've got haste, right?
Yes. Yes.
I go invisible.
This is what, like the third round?
Second.
Second?
No, this is the third round.
I've gotten one attack prior to this.
Can Jessica's other alternative character see invisibility?
No.
You didn't have to go invisible to do that. You could have just tumbled over and...
Okay, so you stab where? Here?
Where I am. I didn't move.
Oh, yeah. Poof! Ha!
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Damn it.
And...
Is it improved?
No.
What?
It's not improved. If you tumbled it inside of her, I can move over and
if you
assist.
Do something with invisibility and invisibility, it goes away.
I will once it becomes my turn again.
Oh. I'm going to watch these four skinny up.
No, they're probably going to attack me. I'm counting on you to keep me up.
Four, five.
Because
exactly.
I don't think I'm gonna have time to cast Bear's Endurance on myself.
Exactly. They're gonna come attack me to keep me from keeping you up.
They're probably gonna attack me first, I think. Because I can take Ricardo down really quickly.
By the way, what does your favorite enemy tell you his race is?
Is he human or undead? It doesn't matter. I get +4 damage to both.
It does matter for me, though.
He is undead.
Oh, I could take a standard action to give people bonuses against him.
Too bad I didn't actually get the +1 disruptive mace.
You might want to give bonuses against me.
21.
21?
Spend a standard action to give everybody +1 to hit and +1 damage against
him. Does that make it mean that they're immune to it?
It's either that or Ricardo.
Her?
Yeah.
She's not undead. He was talking about Ricardo.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Ricardo's still dead.
Gotcha. And I would use another action, but I don't have another standard action.
All right, top of the round.
Visible.
You're visible again. Yeah, no.
He went invisible to get the sneak attack.
40 feet that way.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
No, this is 1. I made my tumble.
1.
5, 10. 20. 25, 30, 30, 40.
Good enough?
I kind of want to be more that way, but okay.
Good enough?
Just go ahead and move on.
Alright, top of the runner.
Move before or after you went invisible?
What?
Oh, never mind.
Doesn't matter. I tumbled.
See, this is what I knew was gonna happen.
No, I'm sorry. I did acrobatics.
You're gonna. Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's see. 18, 20.
What's your AC? What do you need to hit, Steven?
25. What's your my AC right now?
25. Let's see. You're getting flanked. That bumps you up to 21. Plus prayer and haste is a 23. He needs anything but a 1.
No. Unless he's power attacking.
Are you power attacking?
No, I'm going to do Vital Strike. I don't need it right now.
Okay. You're sneak attacking, you get 10d6. If you're using the Merciful property on the greatsword.
So 10d6 plus 10, right?
Yes.
I can dig it.
The strength and everything else is there for
20. 30. 40. 54.
64.
You don't get sneak attack damage on the second strike.
You're right. Oh, I didn't get it anyway.
So. Yeah, you didn't get it anyway. Alright, so plus 10, so this is 70, 80, 96, 106 points of damage.
I cannot take that.
Well, you're thoroughly unconscious now.
As Evil Safari goes.
Let's figure it for going second.
Damn it, Tom. What?
Yes.
He deserved it.
No, he didn't.
Okay. Evil C.
By the way, don't ever ask me to make a heal check.
Heal check.
-1.
Okay.
On yourself.
I got an 8. With a 9.
She'll go ahead and activate her ring. There we go.
Hey, should
we
do the same thing?
No, she won't.
I think this battle is lost.
I told you.
20 is Ryan.
Oh.
Can I cast a spell, Ryan?
Yeah, you can. Make a concentration spell.
I go invisible.
Haste is not on the other cleric now.
Okay.
On Jessica's alternate identity.
Concentrate.
It's okay, it's not like I'm doing anything useful.
Not concentrate.
Spellcraft.
Oh. Anything other than healing.
Healing's fun.
That I don't have.
Oh, well, she's healing. I'm wasting my turns.
Vigilante doesn't get spellcraft.
That's right, because you have spell, but you can't spellcraft.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to heal the people who
were injured. So, what I roll, what am I looking for?
What spell level is it?
Help me out.
Whatever invisibility is.
So you need a 17.
With my 95, okay. I have 95 health.
This seems like fall.
Exactly!
This is okay.
So the other person I was healing was.
That's okay. You should back up now.
I will free 5 and then do it. Not that way. Well, that works too.
That's
the safest square, right?
And also right there.
I was gonna go there.
Right it here? Does not matter.
But it doesn't... Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Okay, you're invisible.
Yes, I am invisible.
Okay. I'm invisible right here! Yeah, that doesn't matter. Alright. No. That was 20, then we go to the other 20, which is... Jessica.
By the way.
She no longer has haste.
Tag.
That's what, it looks kind of epic.
Holy cow.
Yeah, auto random magic items.
She casts heal. She heals herself.
She casts heal?
Yes, that's right. She totally casts heal.
No.
Here goes.
Have enough magic items?
Nope. 19 plus 7 is 26.
We also have to look at
6. She goes back down to 73. She undoes most of it, but one hit.
See, there wasn't this.
So she gets not hasted, she can't keep doing it.
On a giant list.
That was 20.
Trust me.
19, Jessica.
But ironically, I didn't change too much. My neck is an amulet of health instead of growth of courage and plus 2.
Right. So are we still fighting?
Honestly, I'm probably going to drop rage and surrender at this point. We can't take ourselves down, apparently.
Cowards. They went before us.
Bad luck, okay? Really bad luck.
Cowards! They will not fight me, invisibility.
Alright. So you guys offer surrender.
Yes.
Well, they will. I will offer running away.
I will drool on his shoes.
I'll go ahead and run away, too.
Okay. So they will round up the remainers.
Well, I will hang out nearby, unless they have some way of seeing invisibility, then I will not.
Not really.
I'll just hide nearby.
Can you hand me
in a bush or something?
The cheese, if you're not using it, I'll pass it. At least I got my character done now. Well, actually, I have 7k gold left to spend. I think I'm going to spend it on alchemical stuff.
Well, hi.
We're going to go talk to you. That's your terrible surprise.
Why did
go
you
talk? Can we just talk now?
We'd prefer to move to a safe location.
Okay, we're safe.
What, her dungeon?
It's not a dungeon. It's an interrogation room. Everyone else is like...
Right? I suppose I lean over to...
Isn't that what
conscious?
A dungeon, the technical term of a dungeon is? It's either a place where you feed...
No, I'm looking for their side.
So like a noble room.
I suppose I look over at...
A place where you would tell
I suppose Ricardo... Is she always this bad?
She does what needs to be done for justice.
Okay. I look at Evil C. Are they usually this bad?
Broken nail.
I look at you, Evil Rooney.
Sonic. Is this just the worst traits of us all put into permasonification?
No, what this is that you guys under different on a different path.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of like my guy.
Slosh, 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 slosh. Roar! Shift. Stairs kind of appear.
Spiffy.
That's pretty cool. We have to remember that.
By the way, I'm falling over
it. I suppose I will too.
As you guys walk downstairs.
I can use magic device if necessary.
Yeah.
And search for traps.
Alright. Tyler, you are now visible.
Dispel.
As soon as you enter the fountain.
But it didn't work on Ryan.
However,
hate. Oh, I suppose haste is probably gone by this point.
Boom! And this wasn't a trap, I assume?
No. They dispelled the area. And they walked back down.
Yeah, follow along still.
Give me a reflex to be able to get in before the door shuts.
The big dragon
moved a stone statue off of it, and then once they got back down, they pull a lever and it shifts back. Although you two see the dragon do this, and the statue goes
13 plus whatever it says on reflex.
19. 32. That's it. Damn, you are a ridiculous robot.
Alright.
Whoa!
Okay.
They will take you guys down and kind of put you in cells.
Can we just talk? We have to be in cells.
You're thieves. Honestly, we're expecting your two friends to be around here somewhere.
Well, before we get too far into this...
Now, do we actually get sneak attacked if we're expecting to be sneak attacked?
Yes, it depends. I'm aiming for a vital point. It doesn't matter if you expect it or not.
Okay.
Sorry. Before we get too far in this, would you believe we came from what appears to be an alternate timeline after we fell through a mirror?
Remember,
that's not far of a stretch.
I was going to say, we did go back in time with that odd building in the Outlands.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, that happened.
And then werewolves appeared.
Werewolves.
No.
Yeah, we were out killing all the necromancers.
Oh, you did that too?
Well, most of them.
Yes, in all honesty, we're doing that now, and it led us here.
Interesting.
So, sorry that we came onto your property and looked around.
We assume that you guys were probably here robbing it, and they will leaf down. Leaf down you guys.
Three times.
I reach in my pocket, pull out the couple of weapons I took. Here you are. By the way, adorable cats.
Thank you. Are these cursed?
No.
She doesn't have that ability.
I'm a barbarian rogue. Much like you, probably.
I'm not a barbarian. And I'm not a rogue.
Are you a frenzied berserker, then?
I'm a frenzied warrior with sneak attack.
She's the commander of the Brotherhood.
How did they stay in power? Or how did they even stay functioning?
The person under her.
True. You know, it makes me appreciate the Brotherhood in our world a little bit more.
Yes.
Let's see. Who do I want to pick to speak as?
Oh, I forgot to add something here.
Rudy!
That's what you want, Rudy.
They will go ahead and wait till James gets home. Too bad.
Damn it!
He has experience doing this.
Talking to women? Are you serious?
No, he hates talking to women, but...
Oh, okay.
He has experience talking to prisoners.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Most thieves say, you know, they'd never be taken prisoners, they'd rather die along with the prince. Yada, yada, yada. Most of them run, though.
I lean back. I obviously
have... The two pure rogue thingies ran.
Yeah. I'm sure she recognized the symbol on my chest. Mm-hmm. Quite different from hers.
I used to.
Hey, if things were different, I probably would have gone.
As far as I can...
Hey, the Brotherhood were very friendly, and James...
As far as I can tell...
But he's mine.
This one's
yours. You like threesomes?
No.
How about...
No, wait, I'm not good at sharing.
Threesomes with yourself?
Don't worry, back in our world, she's got her James, you know, similar path. No.
No! I'm not sharing him!
Double standard much?
Alright.
No, but then it's two hot men having sex with her, as opposed to two women having sex with her
so
James.
So if we get the two James to meet, then we can just take turns.
Or how about we have the two James go for each other and we watch?
Ooh, yeah.
Alright.
Is it a swap meet if you're swapping with yourselves?
Oh, it's just masturbation.
Okay.
Alright, so after how long... You guys are going to be sitting there for a couple hours.
I'll probably try and sneak back.
Andre, I am minding my point.
Not last that long.
Where is he? Sort of dungeon.
Yeah, it's basically just a giant cell.
Oh, most of it came from me.
Any place I could sit where they just can't easily get to me?
You could sit inside a cell. Basically, all that's down here is a cell.
How good are the logs?
They're fairly good quality.
What's that mean?
35, I think it was.
Amazing is 40.
Yeah, well, you gotta be cost efficient somewhere.
The next one down is 30.
They are staying down here. They will begin channeling and healing themselves up.
I suppose I'll do the same with my people.
They're not really going to stop you.
Are there any chairs in the cell?
Yeah, there's benches.
In the cell?
There, it's so actually a fairly nice bed.
I'm assuming the bench was built in there, then.
Yeah. And you guys are kind of split up 2x2. You guys can still see each other through the bars.
Ah, you guys stuck with Dick.
Nah. I'm trying to...
Every 3 minutes.
I'm kind of trying to get on better terms with him ever since he...
Is it unlimited or is it 3 times per day?
I'm at negative 90 hit points.
But now it costs
You're
one
not going to be able to do much talking to me. He heals you. How much?
It's only cast for level 5, though.
I'm awake. To at least get you conscious.
They will make you guys food.
Even though
that
I
was the sexiest beating I've ever received in my life. You're a good man.
Hey, I like beating my meat.
I don't know what happened.
So remember, my bonus is you'd have been down first, though. And then your cloak would pick you up and then rinse me.
See, that's the thing. You gotta remember your bonuses.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What happened?
We got our ass handed.
Sorry. Your face met my sword.
Boring.
In a very critical location. Twice.
So.
Sorry about the wing.
I assume they've already mentioned that we came through an alternate dimension.
Yes, we're waiting for James to get the official questioning started.
Well, let me inform you what we have here, since obviously we're at your dire mercies. Whatever, I don't care. So, in our universe, there is a man by the name of Dracus the Dark.
Which guess he's probably the polar opposite of Dracus the Light?
Yes, but they are both necromancers, apparently. And they're both known for reality-bending abilities, apparently. Which would almost lead to them being the same person, just under different guises in different universes. But at the same time, they could be alternate people. We don't know. We're exploring this option. So, what we did is we came through this mirror. We didn't know what it was. It looked like it was going back to our copper district. A little odd. But I stepped through anyways, thinking it would be safe with the rope tied behind me. The rope broke.
I would have done that.
That's why I did.
Wait. Did you have a bag of holding or anything?
No, that...
Okay, so this is not a pocket dimension. And you were obviously not in a pocket dimension.
No, well, I didn't have a bag of holding anyways.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not a pocket...
It kind of got cuddled to death by a teddy bear.
Expecting it.
So,
what?
We went through the portal, the rope got broke. Our fellows on the other side could not find our...
Invisibility. I could try busting these guys out, but it doesn't seem worth it right now.
I wouldn't recommend it.
So, our compatriot on the other side, being the elf that she is...
You wouldn't recommend anything.
Couldn't find any doors.
No, I would recommend some salons.
And so, they decided to come through here since this was the only option. Since being here, we realized that the dragons, light on this side, has a portal to what appears to be our universe, where we need to go fight dragons in the dark. Since your Dracus the Light seems to be a pretty decent and wholesome individual, he is not on our list.
Not really, we are kind of investigating him.
Oh, well, would you like some assistance?
Isn't Tana investigating everyone, though?
How do you know that?
Have you read
like
my
some
files?
Assistance in all this?
Yes, I have.
You must be able to read Sylvani enough. Oh, duh.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wait, let me read that. Lena, I'm sorry, you don't know who Tana is, do you?
No, I came up with that name for a little while when I ran away from my parents, then I went and made up with them.
You went and made out with them.
I'm still living with
that away for later, so...
I combined the two.
So, since you're investigating him, and we apparently need his little magic mirror to get back to our universe, how about we work together?
Together!
See, this thing is we got this big problem with working with thieves.
We're not thieves.
Doesn't someone in our group have
trouble
working with the guard?
I reach into my pocket, rummage around, pull out my badge. We're actually working for the guard, eradicating necromancers.
Yeah.
No! Purge!
Yeah. You can probably claim that. We're still not going to believe it until we can have James rationalize.
Does he have,
it.
Like, a zone of truth kind of thing?
He's a human lie detector?
He's
I don't know.
He's probably got one of those candles.
Well, how about here from somewhere? Since we're bored, I pull a deck of cards. Let's go.
No, and by the way, who all pilfered our stuff? I know you pilfered.
You had a book that I really wanted, but I put it back.
I can take off my clothes if you want.
What? I like that vest.
It was pretty.
Did anyone steal anything from us?
No. I just put on
except for
clothes.
Except for Elena.
I bought.
No. I was too amazed.
Elena.
Tana.
Okay.
That's okay, I believe you.
Do they have anything?
Hmm?
Worthwhile on them?
Them?
Yeah.
They've got your guys' gear.
Damn! I want another wit!
What do you have?
You have two!
Let's see. A Mastercraft composite longbow requires 16 strength, a plus one Merciful Keen Greatsword, a plus one Bane Undead Longsword, plus two Elven Chainmail, plus one Dancing Heavy Steel Shield, plus two Boots of Natural Armor, plus two.
By the way, they did take away your guys' weapons.
Cloak of Valentine, Goggles of Night, Gauntlets of Overpower, Hat of Disguise,
I'm like,
Amulet of Health, plus two.
I'm getting that quarter step back.
They body wrap you so you can't use any part of it. No.
Oh, I know what I'll do.
I have an arm.
The moment they take my quarter step, I'm getting that back.
I bet.
No, I'm getting that back. That was James' gift to me. I'm getting that back.
He gave you a quarter staff?
Yes.
Gave me a pair of sickles.
No.
I already had a sickle.
I already had a quarter staff.
I'm a sleight of hand evil tone as head of disguise.
My perception or sense motive?
I have anxiety.
Perception?
Plus 19.
Yeah.
Are you doing contested checks for this, or do I just succeed and she notices?
She notices.
So I succeed and she notices?
Yes.
Okay, so I take the head of disguise.
Hey! You see a few more scars appear.
I put it on the table, Dick. My device is Tana now.
I already had a hat of disguise.
Yes, but I control this one. This is on Evil Big.
As she steals the comb from Tana's hair. Make your will save.
I tap that.
Yes,
no offense, Tana, but you're quite hot.
After a little while, James will show up.
I disguise myself.
I'll just do something random.
And someone else.
I'll amuse yourself.
I'll do random things to amuse myself.
Yeah.
James will walk down. He looks much the same. He's even more dashing now.
I hop out when he comes in.
When James comes in, I'll put a hat on him and turn him into like something funny looking. Like an old grandma.
He's forbidden, which makes him that much hotter.
Hello, James. How are you today?
Evil doppelgangers.
We are you.
We're not him because we didn't bring James. I take offense to that. Right. I'm not evil.
Figurative.
All right. From our perspective, I will admit you guys are the evil doppelgangers here.
What? I was like, I'm not evil. I kill evil. And Ricardo's like, I eat evil.
Right, Batman. don't you beat things to death? You beat things with a merciful greatsword.
Actually, he has teeth.
No, I'm talking to,
I don't use a great sword.
Yeah, and then I send him off city.
Okay, how was that killing?
So, James,
how was that not... We drop him over Tonga.
So, James, they're all bambling, bobbling, babbling, there we go, this word, bow. We come from alternate dimension, we're here hunting after
the night. And you're here killing Drakus the Light as opposed to Drakus the Dark.
We're trying to find Drakus the Dark, and the best
Have you heard, are you with the other group that's after Drakus the Shadowy?
No.
Okay.
Yes, sarcasm doesn't befit you.
I'm not. There's a third group that appeared in the Temple District.
Exactly like us?
Maybe they're from the... I don't have knowledge points. Never mind.
So, there are three of us running around now.
And you're not the only group.
Awesome! We're just the only group that got owned.
No, the other group probably caused the scene in the Temple District.
We're just the only group that got owned.
This is...
We're the group that got...
I don't look like
myself.
Hey, look, you're undoing process elimination. Not Ricardo.
Are you sure?
So... We don't need to go kill Drakus the Light. Since you guys are investigating him, if you want assistance in doing such, we can do that.
I can't sanction murder.
We don't murder.
What we're here to do is we're here to find Drakus the Dark, which the best way to find him, apparently, is through Drakus the Light's magic mirror, to get back to our dimension to hunt after this evil necromancer.
Or presumably the one where Drakus the Shadowy is. This is just getting confusing.
It doesn't matter. As long as we get a necromancer and go back to our realm and stop the necromancer in our realm, I don't care which Drakus it is. Drakos the cute and cuddly.
Here's the conundrum. Drakos has put up a no trespassing sign on his little island. So of course that means you'd have to break in.
Damn, we never do that.
I can't sanction it.
No.
Did you hear me? I said we'd never do that.
Well, this little deputy badge I have, plus the fact that I'm a bloodhound, really keeps me from going anywhere.
Good luck having that hold up here.
Oh, I realize that, but I'm just saying out of habit. I tend to not look at signs. Signs, tell me what to say.
Well, it's the law, and I have to enforce the law.
Well, James,
why?
If you could find a way,
somehow it turns you all.
Care about right now.
We're supposed to be with the Brotherhood, damn it!
What we can do is we can help you guys do your investigation.
If you enforce the law, why do we get attacked and arrested? For walking around.
I almost got
walking
killed.
In our own house.
Well, technically, it's not your house.
But it is.
And you're not.
Can you prove that I'm the dick from the different dimension? And he's not. He just switched sides.
He has a finger.
I lost in a battle.
Tana cut off his finger.
Actually, no, it wasn't Tana. Lena? No. I can't remember who it was cutting off his finger. I did have a grudge against them. But anyway,
yes, especially since you just got a reach.
Oh, you're also not taxpayers. I honestly am trying to get a valuation of the situation, and the fact is you guys are far more lippy than the people I know.
Different situations. I mean, honestly, would you rather I sit there, snarl at you, and, you know, talk about how you can't be trusted?
Well, that'd first of all be more normal.
Hey, I'm perfectly normal.
So, James, what is your suggestion here?
Well, I can unleash you on Dracos the Light, or you can sit down here while we do an official investigation.
Well, go ahead and get your Zone of Truth, Detect Alignment, and all the other fun stuff. Strip us naked and do what you want. Because we're not evil. We're not here to murder innocent people. We're here to hunt down the necromancer that's been plaguing our city.
Ting.
I'm trying to sell this here, okay?
Well, my character probably starts laughing.
So, either you can have our assistance in doing this investigation, since it'd be nice to have an extra set of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 eyes.
On the floor.
And one extremely bored rogue. Or you can keep us locked down here and waste your valuable resources and time investigating something that's really pointless.
I think I'll go with option B for now. Until I can figure out what's going on, and I want to figure out if any more groups are showing up.
Dracus, the not shiny. So shadowy.
The shiny.
The shiny.
Basically, we'll be coming after Dracus the shiny.
Dracus the sparkly. He's a vampire.
Oh god! All right, if there is a Dracus the shiny and he's a vampire, we have to kill him. I don't care. I'm killing him.
Can I see a pencil?
Here's one.
They will politely ask for your equipment.
What guarantees do I have that you'll return it?
None.
Don't give it.
It's a good idea.
Well, don't give it to her, Tana.
Totally give it to her.
Kehiana goes, you'll get it back.
Is it good? Because I want the step, because James gave it to me.
Yes, I know.
No, James.
25.
She's honest.
Can I keep my pants? I mean, I know you want to see them.
Dick goes, no.
Ooh.
Take them off right here. And your shirt.
You know... I know I don't swing that way, but you're just so
No, remember when we were back in time? You were totally that way.
And you fucked it.
Did you go that back? Did you do the time warp again? Yeah, that artist kid, that was one messed up stay. Did you ever sell that painting to keep it for yourself?
I stuck it down in the basement.
Yeah, I stuck it in the
basement. Dug it up and then, well, I decided to put it in a museum.
Huh. I kind of took it home and kind of let it collect dust. I haven't done anything with it.
My wife wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah. Who was your wife at the time?
Angelica.
Okay. I'd marry Angelica. It'd have been nice, but I didn't.
No.
I guess I handed them some of my stuff.
They will ask for all of your stuff.
I'm keeping my pants, no matter what she says.
Yeah, everything except for clothing.
I keep my hat of disguise, because that is so ineffective of anything.
But
that
I'm wearing his clothes.
Oh, by the way, my greatsword is also throwing.
They already have your weapons.
I got a 26 on diplomacy for taking off my clothes to make all the women go, ooh.
Evil Ricardo begins kind of searching you guys to make sure you guys are not trying to do any lock picks or anything.
What was the orphan's guy's name?
Bale.
Bale.
Were you the one that finished off Bale?
Who's doing what over?
Ricardo is searching them for if they've got any lockpicks or whatnot that they're smuggling.
I'll pick one of the doors that's not being used.
Were you the one that finished
off
Bale?
Give me a search.
He takes 20. What's your search bonus?
Meaning perception?
Yes.
16.
So, 36.
Probably find him. I don't know, I need the arms of Krim again.
What is it?
What does he look?
Boots of smuggling.
Oh, that's a DC 30.
There's nothing in him.
How did you do this in monk sandals?
Good question.
He takes the drawers.
To the hey! Holes. My heels!
Are you the one that finished off Bale there?
No. I found out he was a villain, and I smoked the guilty.
And I assume you actually killed him?
Blood Lotus. He deserved it.
But you were the one that finished him off?
No.
Who did?
I think Rooney got the final hit in on him.
Well, you might want to keep an eye out on him. Do you know what the Blood Lotus have the effect of?
What, the myth?
The mind-controlling myth?
Yeah, the myth.
So it's not real in this universe?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Why don't you test that when we get home?
First, we're going to Hearth Heart and be like, you know what you talked about, you know, technically this mind-reading? Is the same thing about, you know, mind-control?
We also took in Mind Blank before we went.
So did that actually work, though?
Well, none of us have turned. All of us are good.
No. I'm Batman.
Ryan, what happened?
I'm sorry, I'm getting as close to Ryan's voice as I can.
What happened to your voice? Did you get, like, hit in the throat 2 minutes ago or
something? I'm a ghoul.
No. Oh, so you didn't get reincarnated, huh?
Hey, Tyler.
I'm going to murder you.
I found out what Felicity did.
Oh, what did Felicity do?
She's the reason I'm a ghoul.
Hey, Ricardo! I assume you're here somewhere in the shadows.
He's actually gone.
Yeah, I'm gone.
You might want to look into this.
He didn't make it in.
Are you popping it out of invisibility again?
No, I'm not popping out. I just use it every few minutes.
Says something. Because I'm bored. Well, Ricardo, it's nice to meet you. I hope you stop creeping little children out, but keep the good work.
The guilty must pay.
Oh, what, I assume, right?
I open up another door.
And they're all like, you know, this isn't helping us try and leave these guys in safety.
Oh, no, we'll be just not fine. Especially if they're coming just in the box outside.
Yeah, Dick's like, that's tempting.
Actually, no, better idea. See that chest right there across from our cell? Right there.
We'll never get it.
Here's the key next to the door.
No, remember, you just have to unlock it after you leave, remotely. It's so simple. Okay.
Alright, mine will go.
You have to roll a 9 or higher to open these locks, by the way.
Or you could take your time.
By the way, you can go just call me. Saphira will probably be floating around. She'll open our locks after you leave, even without lockpicks. She's just that good. And then we'll just hang out and do whatever we can do to help.
What's the DC to pry the bars open?
Intense.
Since they're plus one bars, a 30.
They haven't been taking my equipment because they don't know where I am.
Oh, I know. That's why I said they might as well just leave and leave us here in safety. We will not escape to help you and your
You guys are thieves. We aren't really up for nothing personal. We've just had bad experiences with thieves.
Well, have you know, I haven't stolen anything in quite a while.
I have.
Technically, those belong to me.
No, they don't.
You're me.
I paid for these.
Nah. Did you?
Yes, I did. I paid for these.
Are you sure?
Right.
But...
All right, fine. Well, the necromancer's paid for it in a roundabout way.
Well, technically, I have a setback at the store in my world, so technically I paid for them, too.
I own a store?
You own a small store in Dead End Alley.
Your clerk sucks, though.
Do you like my flair?
I need to replace
it. But apparently it's not your store. Now, is it?
No, it's not my star, although I own the Brotherhood compound.
Kind of one up you on that one.
Now,
what do you need to respond?
Honestly, what's more useful, a general store or the Brotherhood?
Brotherhood.
I'm with her. She one up you on that. You gotta one up her. Come on.
With what? The fact that I live with a bunch of insane gnomes?
Yes!
Alright, well, they will. They're gonna. James will go ahead and leave. They're all gonna sit there and wait for Saphira to. Either appear or get so bored that she does something stupid.
They just get a giant net and start walking down the road.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, there was a full ear. All right, go back the other direction.
Hey, if they keep this up, I won't get bored.
Ooh, obstacle course,
What Andre, they do is they tie a giant net at the entrance while everyone goes out, gets like six scrolls of glitter dust, comes back, bing, bing.
The entire place is sparkly.
And for some reason, I'm still not covered.
Wait, did she leave? I think so.
Nope, there's another acid. There's another door being unlocked. So they will go ahead and wait, and Ricardo just kind of sits there in his creepy type of...
I wait for someone to actually leave, so I can leave.
Let's see. Who's my... You, after about 20 minutes, leave. Go,
I wouldn't be bored yet.
Rooney!
Because they're funny. Huh?
You walk over. Click!
Is there a reason you have Rooney do that instead of Lena?
We need the large size category to be able to lift it.
Ah, so it's not a strength issue. Lift more
out.
With your knees, not your back!
Oh. Hey, I can massage that for you. Come over. I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. Oh. I'm gonna strike.
Walk over to Ricardo.
With heal. I have plus 5 to heal, but I can do it anyways.
Okay, Mark,
I turn to you. I broke a wing. It hurts over here.
You're right. And then I walk away.
Oh, it's just not strong enough to carry.
You might want to look in a mirror.
Haven't looked in a mirror in a good long time.
You can look at you can look at my teeth.
So, speaking of which, what are you doing at this point?
Oh no. Probably finding something that's valuable.
So whose house are you looting?
I'm thinking.
If you dare loot my house, I'm going to be angry. Because that is my house, just not my house.
Tana's house is probably trapped.
Hey, you can attack my house and get another template. You can attack by werewolves.
Went from ghoul to werewolf. Oh boy.
Ow.
And now you have weak... Well, at least your weakness is a little less annoying now.
Yeah, you can't get disintegrated, just...
Silver. Silver overcomes his DR.
No, the weakness is the fact that you are turned...
That's right, you're now infected, so you... Yeah. You're not a true, so it's a way more annoying.
Yeah. True is nice.
I feel bad stealing for myself, but I guess I'll just go ahead and do that.
Where? You don't have a house.
That I forgot to add.
Well, you know, me and Jessica.
You think
so you're robbing Jessica's house.
Adding your basic cards.
Sure, my house.
All right.
Including miscellaneous scrolls and...
Actually, Rooney's house probably has some ancient stuff or something.
All right, so you begin going around going, ooh.
That sounds cool.
Steven?
Yep.
I take you up on that.
Butler doesn't notice.
Okay. Do you want to do the spare and square, or do you want to see if we can slide a pan each other?
Dang it.
All right, well,
okay.
After about 3 more hours, let's see, the next most bored person would... Tana needs to get back to work.
Is there anything valuable in Winnie's house?
Yes.
Come on, someone leave.
Click.
Like Tana
gets up and leaves. And then Dick follows her, so it's now Kay, Hyane, and Bruni. And Ricardo.
Hey, Ricardo, why don't we share some stories? What was the most interesting smiting you've done lately?
I'm Batman.
A serial rapist?
Ooh, how'd that go?
He was disarmed.
You disarmed him, I assume, in the literal sense?
Well, he can no longer use his weapon to stab women.
Oh, in that sense. So how'd you catch him?
He was sloppy.
Details, man. The story's all in the details. You gotta tell how you could.
No,
what you did.
No details.
He's got an 18 charisma. He's pretty awesome.
What? No, the 18 charisma isn't him being nice or...
He has presence.
He has a presence.
And everyone in the room is just kind of like, oh,
Batman.
Awesome.
I'm going to murder you all.
In the most polite and good way I can.
Rooney's like,
hey, Rooney, does she know Nightguard can't?
Yeah.
Sweet! Can you talk in this world? Did your tongue regenerate?
No.
It's a birth defect. Get it.
Did you ever look into implants? I mean, you live on a freaking floating island all by yourself. Could you get an implant on your tongue?
Eh.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
You know, I will say, Night Guard Cant is probably the only sign language that has a sign for eh.
Probably true, too. ASL kind of does. I mean, this is directly, it means whatever. But basically, it's the eh. So, tell me about your family.
Family?
You're not married?
No.
Oh, let me tell you about Rudy's wife. She's a fiery little old woman. Well, she's not really old. She kind of has the attitude of, like, she's in charge. Quite a good looker, though. So
hot.
They ended up... It ended up that Rooney and R... Who was it that fell off the island?
Stormhammer.
You.
Stormhammer! Fell off the island through a sewer. She ended up saying...
What were you doing in the sewers?
We popped out from killing a necromancer and got attacked by this horrific thing that lived under the Mage's College. Can you imagine what kind of thing got dumped out of the Mage's College on top of this thing?
You didn't fix the college?
We're in the process of that.
Kind of.
Not really.
So anyways...
It's not broken.
Anyways, this thing came and attacked us because we popped out in the sewers, not any of our control. And we got dumped down the drink. So she ended up saving Stormhammer's life by being able to fly and keep Stormhammer alive when they hit the ground. A couple of villagers ran into him, celebrated, got him freaking drunk, and wanted to spread the genes because, quite frankly, you're a very attractive, powerful man.
Aren't we?
So, they went for his jeans, got him drunk.
It's like,
sorry. They want you flying towards the healer.
So they got him drunk and basically forced him to marry. The thing is, we went down there to rescue him, found out what was happening. Since he actually agreed to marry under a drunken state, no less, we let him get married. What I did was kind of stupid, though, because as I was there, these people were having a wild, fun party. I had sex with somebody anyways, which ended up apparently as a marriage contract. So I ended up getting married to this very... hot devil of a woman.
This woman?
Huh.
So it's very intriguing. You should really look into getting married. It's not very nice.
We're having this
baby. With all the complaining you do about your marriage.
Congrats!
You think it's nice.
We're gonna be fathers.
Cool.
You'll know you'll have a child in an alternate
dimension. He suddenly kind of goes. Ka-thunk! And down walks, James with two bags of holding. Walks over to a cell, dumps out an unconscious Tana and you, closes the door, locks it, walks over to another one, dumps out an unconscious you two, and he walks over to a third one and dumps out you two, locks the door, goes, another group of them.
Hey, they felt worse than we did.
No, they probably didn't have the foresight to go like, you know what, we can't take this. By the way, I exited that fight without any damage. I feel
Alec,
dirty.
You have to realize we were here talking to ourselves. It means they got beat by somebody who wasn't a PC.
True. Maybe
James.
The bumper's a little bit more badass in this
Baby James.
So you're surely going to look getting into marriage. I mean, after all, you'd have the fun of having kids.
Or maybe it's you'd back when we were
like
level
that.
7 or something.
And it's really just that much fun. I mean, look around town. How many women would love to marry?
Not a lot. Not many lizard lovers here.
Oh, trust me. You and I can go to town
well,
and we can get you somebody.
Kahion is like, well, this is fascinating. I'm going to go upstairs. Ricardo, come with me.
They're guilty.
Ricardo, come with me.
Thank you, Mr. Library.
What am I guilty of?
Trespassing.
So you're going to murder me for trespassing.
Justice must be had.
Come on, Ricardo.
You know the L in Lawful? I think he's a L.
I'm pretty sure it's L-E.
Alright, well, only Rooney's now kind of sitting there. He's like, he pulls up a chair and sits in it. Alright.
So I guess we sit there and wait.
Do we wait for the others to wake up? Yo, how's it going?
You are eventually found.
Oh.
When Felicity returns.
Hey, what are you doing here?
What? It's Ricardo!
Wait, come
she
back!
She's running down the hallway. Your alternate self hears this, comes running.
Invisibility.
How many more times do you have?
I believe that's my last one. I have to look at scene.
And that only lasts for how many minutes?
Six.
So yeah, they're gonna find you real soon.
Well, I can hop out the window and
jump off. Ninja vanish!
Right. I can hide somewhere. I don't know how.
And Tyler, what are you doing during this exciting time other than killing something on World of Warcraft?
No, actually, he's
under something on World of Warcraft.
Oh, I thought you were talking about DPS earlier.
I was, because I was looking at the forums and Jeremy posted something.
Oh.
I'm gonna steal something. Something big.
Whose house?
Something shiny.
Let's go to the guard HQ.
Alright, you're gonna head over to the...
Something James owns. It's easier dating me.
Alright, you...
my friends.
You have to go off-island to be able to get to the HQ.
I'm certain I could do that.
That was probably where I was heading.
Smuggle on a ship.
I'll
you guys will both be guard. Conveniently on the ship.
Yeah. James and me?
Me.
Oh.
I was
you're both invisible.
Basically,
actually,
once
I don't
Felicity
have to be
okay.
Once Felicity comes back and does stuff.
I'll just disguise myself as
give me a disguise, give me a notice. You have a plus 15.
Me?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, right. Cause,
disguise.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll try to convince Rudy to go out to a club and get some women. That's what I'm going to do.
I got a 40.
19.
Even with the plus 15?
Oh, I guess 19 plus 15.
Nope, you have no idea who that guard is.
Sorry, I got a 6.
I'm guard number Joe, 7.
I got a 25 on diplomacy for Rooney to try to convince him to go out.
Not right now.
Either. Oh, no, not right now. But, spells
besides, I'm looking for a nice half-dragon woman.
I'm sure we can find
gives you one.
Because honestly, think about it. Half-bronze, half-like silver, or half-gold. Okay.
Technically, they come out as quarter bronze, quarter gold.
Second is third.
But it'd be pretty looking.
Quarter
second is second.
I don't know.
Fourth is third. Fourth is fourth. Fifth
we can go
first.
Find them.
And fifth.
You know what? Once James comes back
sixth
and you know clears gotcha. Of all issues, okay. We'll go find one for you.
I actually have a bunch. So.
Yep. I sit there and look at the other group. Does anything seem off about them?
I can look. All right.
What are you doing now that you're getting a good look at them? They're all awfully pale.
Ricardo's not here. None of us have to take. So, are they all right?
Hmm. Oh, from what I'm getting on the Rary's telepathic bond.
Mm-hmm.
That's if New Hope went down instead of up into the Underdark.
Huh.
Oh. Okay.
Nice.
Interesting. So, what? Are they light sensitive?
Yep.
Sucks to be them, doesn't it?
Invisibility second level.
Might be one they got.
I actually have two more.
Ah! Oh, my skin, it burns!
Well, you know, honestly. Speaking of the Underdark, I'll tell them about that vampire city.
I'm Mark.
I'm Carol.
I'm Mags. Join us May 18th as we celebrate our 2-year anniversary.
5-year
anniversary.
Yes, it's been 3 years.
5 years
since All Games Concerned began.
Watch agcpodcast.info for more information for our fifth anniversary show. Live via Ustream at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, May 18th, 2010.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. 1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.